Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Back 410 WCBM 680 410-922-6680 is our contact number. This is Alan Ellis, and you're listening to the Outdoors and Radio Show. Robin's not here this morning, but we were able to visit with her during the break. Got to take the dog out, so if the dog starts to bark during the show, I apologize for that. She's not usually here in the room with us, but she is today. How about that? We'd like to get you in the muzzleloader contest. Just simply call that number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And you know what? You can get the muzzleloader contest. Leave your name and number, like Lee did, who's coming up next, with Vern, our producer. If you'd like to nominate, a youngster, a nephew, a niece, a grandson, a child, any, you know, youth hunter, as long as they fall into that category, they qualify to win a second muzzleloader that we'll be giving away at the end of November, just in time for late muzzleloader season or Christmas. How about that? So that's how you get in the contest. Let's talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Morning. How's it going?
All right. How are you?
Well, still kicking.
I hear you.
Just not as high as I used to.
Well, I know. I'm feeling that at 68. I'm feeling that a little more than I used to as well. You're right.
So a baby.
Yeah. I met with a friend who actually gave me a new tree stand. Well, relatively new climber that I had been looking for, and I knew he had one. I said, "Are you still using?" He said, "No, do you want it?" I said, "Yeah." So we met up, made the exchange, and I said, "Well, good luck this season." He says, "You too, man. You know, you're looking good. You know, you're still climbing trees." I said, "Yeah, I'm 68. I'm still climbing trees." So. But it's good. I love the climber. I just it's portable. It's convenient. It's safe. It's not like you're climbing a ladder. I mean, the climbing steps and stepping out onto a platform. You know, you're kind of wrapped in this metal device where you just feel safe. It's solid on the tree, that type of thing. So I really like it. But that's me. Yep. So, what's on your mind?
Well, when I was kidding you saying about a baby, I was 7-0 on June 6th.
Oh, well, congratulations. Congratulations.
A little hard to forget that birthday.
That's a landmark, that's for sure. June 6th.
Now,
got it.
Now my mirror is still in shock.
I hear you.
You know, I'm looking at it every morning and go, "What happened?"
Who's that guy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, what can we do for you today?
Well, of course, I'm going to get in on the contest. I've got a relative I give it to.
Okay, good.
So, other than that, not a whole lot going on. I'm not a hunter. I used to shoot water snakes on my grandfather's off my granddad's pier when I was a little kid.
Oh, good grief.
You know, getting in the coming out of the marsh over on the other end of the tidal pond there.
Got it.
Living where I have lived.
Yep.
You know, they kind of frown on that kind of stuff.
I got it. Yep. No question.
Yeah. Everybody gets general quarters for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Well, I appreciate the call.
Well, I hope you all have a good holiday.
Thank you, Lee. You too. And if you get a chance, stop by Bel Air Gun Range up there. They're good people.
Well, I've been wanting to. Problem is retirement don't pay.
I hear you. All right. Well, give you something to do anyway. Go in there and say hi to the folks. Tell them you hear their commercials on the radio show. They'll love that.
Oh yeah.
Thanks, Lee.
All right. Take care.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Mark. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey, doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to follow up. I called in last week on my way oyster diving.
I heard.
And we got about 100 big, fat oysters.
Over, nice.
By Kent Island. Four of us on the boat. We could have gotten 300 more. But with three tanks of air, two of us divers, we could only get about 100. But they were great oysters. So
well, I'm glad to hear that, man.
We were eating raw. We fried them. We smoked them. And we broiled them.
One of the best oyster days I ever had was right there off of Kent Narrows on a alleged canvasback hunt with a couple friends. And the canvasbacks didn't show up. As a matter of fact, I don't think we saw a bird that day. And we're sitting there, and my host went over and pulled a bushel of oysters out of the water. He shucked a few and had a little gas stove right there, and we had oysters Rockefeller in the duck blind.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I'll tell you, it was something else. So it really was. So.
That sounds great.
Yes, sir. So,
do
you hear that sniffing sound? You didn't hear it, maybe. Our dog is sitting here within inches of the microphone, licking my shirt for some reason, aren't you?
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
I had to leave my bruiser at home. He wanted to come with me, but we left him at home. I'm on the way to a duck hunt this morning.
Where are you headed?
I am going. I got for the first time ever one of these offshore waterfowl blinds.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, you get online, and boy, that was a circus. It was a fun experience, but I have never been to this place. So,
well, call us next week. Let us know how you made out on the brand new duck blind.
I have a half a mile paddle across the Severn to get to it. So
oh, boy.
We'll see what it's like.
You'll give it a shot. Sounds like you'll be hunting divers today.
Probably.
Yep. Well, enjoy it.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
See you.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680. That's the way to do it. Call on your way to a hunt. See? That's why we have the show at this time of the morning and always have since inception in December of 1988. 5 to 7 on Saturday. I love talking to people when they're on their way to the hunt, when they're in their blind. You know, my buddy Bill from up in Westminster. Alan, I'm in the duck blind. I'm listening to you on the headphones. I love that. There's Mark on his way to a duck hunt. Another fellow called in on his way to a muzzleloader hunt. Another couple, you know, folks have called in doing that. And right now I've got to untie the dog from the headphones microphone wire. Okay. There you go. This is new. This is a little distracting with the dog in the room. Usually she's kenneled up, but with Robin back there trying to catch a break, you know, and her kennel is in the bedroom. She wasn't happy being in there. So we took her out and now she wants to play. So 410 WCBM 68. Hey, Jojo, I can't play with you right now, baby. I'm talking to somebody. Yeah, I'm talking on the air. I'm on the radio and so are you. So is your squeaky toy. Yeah. Yeah, I can't throw it to you. No, I wish I could. Anyway, that's how it goes. Oh, my goodness. Duck hunting, bear hunting coming in on Monday. Muzzleloader season ending today. For antlered and antlerless deer. Now, the antlerless week is next week. That's what you call freezer filling week if you want to go out and take an antlerless deer with the muzzleloader. That will be the time to do it, that's for sure. And it gets you out on the property again, you know, lets you see what the deer activity is during this time of year. Just like to know how everybody's doing, what you've been seeing, and we've got some good reports on what's going on out in the field, and we love that. We love to hear that, too. So that's what we do. 410-922-6680, for sure. Let's talk to Clay in Owings Mills. Good morning, Clay. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you, sir?
Doing good. What's going on?
Hey, I don't know if you heard the news, but I had written several letters to various agencies about that proposed salmon farm in Fredericksburg.
Yes.
And just last week, they withdrew their application for a water discharge permit.
So what are they going to do? Are they still going to put the salmon farm in, or what are they going to do?
No, everything's on hold.
On hold.
Right.
Got
now. So, yeah. So for the moment, the Marshy Hope is safe.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
It is. Very good news.
Yep, I'm glad to hear that. Well, you know, I'm not sure what's going to happen with the change in administration in Annapolis. Typically, during an election like this, when, you know, a lot of seats are up, there's about a 30% turnover in Annapolis with the state legislature. Last time it turned, it wasn't for the better.
It was not.
It was not for the better, particularly if you're an outdoorsman. And even with the alleged Republican governor, let me pause and let that sink in.
Yeah. Lockdown Larry.
Lockdown Larry, yes. We still lost ground when it came to firearms here in Maryland, that's for sure. So fortunately, we had the New York ruling, and of course the politicians immediately tried to find a workaround, So.
Well, regarding that New York ruling, you notice they're not saying this too much on the radio, on the news, but Hogan didn't do away with the good and substantial reason.
No.
Rule.
No.
He just suspended it.
Mm-hmm.
It's still there.
It is true. You're absolutely right. Yep, good and substantial is still there.
Yep.
No question. So,
anyway.
And the application process is still there, but it's
just ponderous.
It is ponderous. There's no question. No question.
I decided not to even try. I don't need to carry too much, and if I do decide to do it, I'll just do it and face the consequences.
I hear you. Yeah, I hear you.
You know?
Well, so, I got a very interesting text from a friend of mine. He said, let's see what he said here. Oh, my goodness. What was he doing? He was out of touch last weekend. Because he was, taking his concealed carry handgun, course. And I thought, well, I'll remind me not to make you mad when you're, when you're packing. He said, I probably won't be packing it, but he said, I just wanted to exercise my right. And I said, that's a good way to do it. Just wanted to exercise his right. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, we'll see what happens after November here in Maryland, but
exactly.
I'm not holding out any big hopes.
No, I'm not holding out a lot of big hopes. My hope is that we can hold the line where we are. But, it's a little scary here in Maryland, as usual.
It is.
So.
It is. Especially in the governor's race.
No question. Yep.
Well, all right, Alan. Well, you have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
I'll talk to you again. Thanks, Alan.
You got it, man. Thank you, Clay. Thank you so much. All right. We have to take a break, and then we'll get right back to Tackle Box. Tim, thanks for holding, Tim. I appreciate that. Through the break, I want to talk about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. Now, look, duck hunting, deer hunting, it's all coming up. The goose season's right around the bend, and I'd like to talk to you about a couple of shotguns. At Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, the Browning line that they've had since the 60s here in Maryland, and they are the leading Browning dealer in Maryland. So here's what we're looking at. We're looking at a Maxus, M-A-X-U-S, an autoloader shotgun, waterfowl hunting perfection. I've thrown this gun to my shoulder. I haven't purchased one, but if I were as dedicated of a waterfowl hunter as I am a deer hunter, I'd have to have the Maxus in my arsenal. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil on the Maxus, M-A-X-U-S. That is an autoloader. The A5, been reintroduced a few years back. We've been talking about it since. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes in Mossy Oak Shadowgrass blade finish, a fiber optic front sight. It's got the old humpback receiver like your granddaddy's had, ergonomically balanced. It's a recoil-operated kinematic drive autoloader with a 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee, the A5. If you like a pump shotgun, the BPS, newly designed stock with a new look. The BPS has come back with a larger trigger guard, matte blue finished barrel, forged machine steel receiver, bottom ejection, satin finished walnut, pump action, all with superior fit and a new checkering surface. Also available in synthetic stock models. All at Clyde Sport Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. The website is clydesfishinggear.com for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. Guess what? It's Clyde's Sports Shop. Well, our friends at Backyard Billy's, you know, they're going strong. They're doing great. It's cold out here in the morning. There's no question. But, you know, it warms up nice during the day. It's going to be a nice weekend, maybe a little rain on Sunday. But why not get the friends and family together, have a little cookout, have a little crab feast in the backyard. Why not stop by before you do? Stop by Backyard Billy's and see what they have to offer to dress up that backyard. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, your go-to place for making backyards fun. Poly and hardwood outdoor furniture, just a giant selection. You'll be amazed at the colors and the styles and everything else. That, you know, they got the high tops, they got the picnic tables, they got the octagon tables, they got the round it's amazing when you see the selection. They got 300 Adirondack chairs in all colors and styles. They've got crabs on them. They've got great blue herons on them. They've got the Adirondack chairs that rock and swivel. Really nice. In the backyard, it's exit 40, Route 50 at exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find the gym sets for the kids. You know, they used to call them swing sets. Now they're gym sets. Tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's giant showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills. They've got the Y-fired Traeger pellet grill, the big green egg charcoal smoker grill, and the Kamado Joe. You need to check that one out, too, if you're looking for a charcoal smoker. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and a freestand. Well, if you want to put some shade on your deck, these things are amazing to me, these freestanding deck umbrellas. Pretty cool. Browse the great-looking garden directions and garden decorations. Wow, I'm reading too fast. And furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. And you know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, including today and tomorrow, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
See us.
We see it.
Hear us.
You just don't hear anywhere else.
Reach out and connect with us.
A feeling of, you know, connected and like I wasn't alone.
Get the app now at WCBM.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Aussie oak swamp bottom dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on.
We've got some great stories coming up in the next Maryland Hunting Quarterly. That'll be available first week of November. It'll also be available online as well at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. Current issues up there now. But I will tell you, some of these stories that I hear, one in particular coming up, the father and son were in the stand, and they got a text from the mom and the sister and said, we just visited Pop-Pop's gravesite and sent a picture of the mother and daughter's hands on the headstone, and said, we asked Pop-Pop to bring you luck. And sure enough, well, you'll hear the rest of the story when you get the next issue or you see the next issue online. But it's an amazing story, and I love those stories about, you know, families hunting together, mothers and daughters, fathers and sons, fathers and daughters, mothers and sons. We've got all kinds of that stuff coming up, too. So I look for this is one of the reasons I really love the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and glad that we're able to publish it for you. So the family part of it. All right, let's talk to Tacklebox Tim, and then Stan, and then Fran. How's that work? Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, that was a great tease for that article, Alan. It sounds very interesting.
Oh yeah, the father wrote it, you know.
So yeah, it was pretty cool. Really good stuff.
Yep, good stuff. No question about it. You know, so indeed.
Hey, how was your trek into the woods?
Oh, it was not that good. I had sat the last two evenings, hadn't seen a deer the last two evenings, other than when I was leaving. There was a nice buck in the yard of the landowner. And on Thursday morning, you know, 7:25. I pulled the trigger and missed. So I'm 0-2 this season. Once with the bow, saw that deer up close and personal, really nice 8-point, and walked into about 15 yards and looked up in the tree at me, maybe even closer, and knew I was busted at that point. Had to wait for him to turn, and I think I rushed a shot a little bit. There wasn't much opportunity to, you know, really pull back and get a good solid pin on him. I thought I had it, but I shot right under his armpit, leg pit, whatever you want to call it, and he ran off unscathed, as apparently did the one Thursday morning. So
It happens like
that. Oh, I'm not a big misser. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I practice and I know my equipment and I've been doing it a long, long time, but I may have rushed a shot a little bit on that big one on Thursday morning, but he'll be back eventually.
Yep.
I hope. So we'll see. So how about you?
Well, first I want to give a shout out to the, if I may, to the Essex Middle River Fishing Club for having me come out and speak to them last Tuesday night.
Good.
Great
okay.
group. You get involved in a lot of different stuff and,
good.
Pleasure to come out and speak to them.
Good.
Also out there met, winner of the, tackle giveaway from last year, Gary from Dundalk.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah,
good
did.
For you.
Came
how about
up
that?
And introduced me and we, had a good chat.
Well, good. Congratulations.
Yeah, that was pretty neat.
That's cool.
That's
cool. Well, everybody's enjoying their tackle. I know that. So
I'm hoping Gary sounds like he's very interested in getting out there and using it.
Yep. Sounds good. So
fishing's been hit and miss here as
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
Gunpowder's got catfish and some rockfish out there.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting the same lures. I think the channel cats have learned from the blues that they can eat other than bottom stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the chop. One of the biggest surprises I ever got, I was fishing a crankbait up in the lower Potomac many years ago, and I got this tremendous strike, and I said, man, here's a good one, boys. It was an old channel cat hit a crankbait, you know.
Yep.
So that's the way it goes.
And yesterday I ran down past your way and fished with our friend Chuck and started out a little bit slow, but the bucktail bite came on.
Oh, that's good. Glad to hear it.
We had about 25 hookups between the two of us, and two of them came on board.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we had a productive day.
My neighbor, next door neighbor, says, hey, do you guys eat rockfish? I'm like, yeah, why? He says, I've been getting quite a few of them. He said, I'll bring you some filet. Sure enough, knocked on the door, and there's two packs of rockfish filets. So that sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, no effort expended on my part.
That's so. Right. You might have to reciprocate with a little backstrap or something.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. So.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
They're not necessarily what you want to give away.
Oh, I don't mind. I gave away a bag of burger yesterday, about 10 pounds of burger and a couple roasts to a fella. So, anyway.
Well, very nice.
Yeah, yeah. He packages his own. He does basically his own and puts the seasoning in with the burger before he freezes it, which I've done with goose breast, but I've never done it with burger. So
yeah, well, it's all ready to go. And maybe
ready to go when you're ready to cook it. Yep.
That and maybe it intensifies as it's going
it
through
does.
The freezing. Yep.
I can tell you with a goose breast, it does. No question. So.
Do you vacuum seal yours?
I do. Yep.
Yep. That's the way to go. As soon as I got home yesterday, the fish got filleted and put in the vacuum bags.
That's the way to do it.
Ready to go.
All right, buddy. Got to move along. Thanks for the call.
All right, Alan. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate the report. Bye-bye. Stan, you still with us?
I'm multitasking as usual.
Multitasking? Shifting gears and gears and hitting deers. What?
Oh, no. No. Don't do that to me. Bears the thought. I'm sorry I missed Mr. Tim. I just heard him in there. Thank you, Mr. Tim, if you're still listening.
Well, that's you're one of our winners. That's right. There you go. He's listening. Yeah, man.
No, I was a winner, but it's from my grandson, and he is tickled to death.
Ah, glad to hear that. Glad to hear that.
If he can keep it away from his father.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I know. God, it must be nice to have talent. I don't know. I forgot what I was going to tell you there. I'm trying to maneuver here, do all kinds of things. Speaking of youth.
Yes.
So finally, I got in. I told the producer I want to enter my son, seeing as my luck is kind of sour. Maybe if I enter my grandson.
There you go.
Good luck.
There you go. Well, good. I'm glad everybody's in. Super.
It would be nice. And I'm at my stop. I just wanted to call in and give a quick hey if Miss Robin is listening in the background.
She might be.
I'm about an hour and a half behind today and trying to catch up on it.
Oh, man. Well,
new equipment, new shift patterns, and Same old nasty attitude. Anyway.
All right.
But I listen because it makes my day.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm really glad to hear that, buddy.
So. All right, Mr. Allen, I'm negotiating.
All right. Well, do that. Do that and do it well. Keep the greasy side down, buddy, and stay safe.
Well, you got, I think you got apparently about 6 new listeners because I'm taking my Bluetooth with me.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Whether they like it or not.
Yeah, right. Appreciate it. Thanks, Dan.
Waiting on you. I wish I knew you guys were going to the zoo. You could have stopped by the house on your way over.
Well, it was one vehicle with 4 adults and 2 grandkids in car seats. It was a little crowded and a little hectic, but we had a great time. We had a great time. Everybody should go see that dinosaur exhibit. It's really neat. It gives you a new perspective.
Well,
and to see the kids interact with them, we got a lot of pictures, and, you know, that was probably more interested than anything. Other than the chimpanzee pavilion there, that was pretty interesting. So,
I can look in the mirror right now and see a dinosaur.
Always equipped.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, thanks. See you, Stan.
Stay warm. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's talk to Fran. Good morning, Fran. How are you, dear?
Yes, good morning, Alan. You know, your show always starts me to thinking, right?
Uh-huh.
You were talking about the Bucks and how they don't seem to come out as much
right.
during a period between, you know, and I'm wondering, you know, sometimes a human can relate to that. You know, when the season changes, the effects of the wind and how hard it's blowing certain times of the day, that change from, you know, the warmer weather takes a little adjustment to your eyes.
That's true.
Because I have a CPAP machine. I'm getting rid of this one and getting back. Anyway, and they have a new type of mask that the air blows very forceful right under your nose, and
mm-hmm.
you don't have that facial mask like the other one did.
I see.
It gives my eyes a fit. And I thought, well, you know, maybe what they're doing, the Bucks, and they have those large eyes, are trying to get their eyes to adjust to the force of the wind change in time for the rut.
Well, the eyes are not the biggest thing. It's the ears.
Oh, the ears?
The ears are most affected by the wind. You'll see deer moving on a windy day. If there's not a lot of cover, those deer will move because they don't like that wind blowing in their ears. They don't like that sound. You know, those ears are like radar dishes. You know, they're constantly turning, constantly moving, listening for different sounds and things like that. And when they've got wind, it really bothers them. It really disturbs them. They either do one of two things. They go into thick cover and lay down, or they just keep moving because they, you know, the wind bothers them.
I think I read something about that once. Where another reason that they may not like that wind on the ears,
yeah,
they can't hear.
Correct.
The enemy. They can't hear the hunters moving,
right.
Or any other animals that may be a problem. It affects their hearing range.
That's correct.
So yeah, I think I read that one time.
Yep. So
the wind, you know, I thought it has something to do with, if not the eyes, the ears. And that may be why they kind of lay low.
That's right. So, All right. Well, thanks for the insight. Thank you, Fran.
Okay.
I love the way you bring a different perspective every week.
Well, living in the city, I would have a different.
You would have a different perspective. There's no question. All right.
All right. Bye.
Sounds good, dear. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You know, Spurrier's Tire Service, right here in town, a stone's throw away, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 and Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. And I'll be there hopefully this week. I keep saying I'm going and just get jacked up busy trying to get everything done here and get a little hunting in too. But I'll try to get up there this week and get my tires, my new tires. I just flipped 200,000 miles on the F-150. Yesterday. So that means I have 100,000 miles on the last two sets of tires, which is amazing. If I can get anywhere near that with the next set from Spurrier's, I'll be excited. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, that's for sure. And you know what? Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine, you know, from your garden tractor to farm tractors to combine to big monster trucks. They don't have it, they can get it, that's for sure. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including diagnosing that check engine light. They can take care of that, too. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me, satisfied for well over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or give Spurrier's Tire Service a call in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, too, spurrierstire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. And let's see who's now. Oh, yeah, Chesapeake Outdoors. My goodness. I'll tell you what. Route 50 East, exit 39B, coming off of the Bay Bridge, headed east. You can take that exit and get right to Chesapeake Outdoors, and I know you're going to want to. 1707 Main Street in Chester, Maryland is the physical street address, and you'll find Chesapeake Outdoors. Very large, very outstanding, big sign on the road, big sign on Route 18 also. You'll see them right there. Big store. Lots of stuff. Rods and reels and tackle, live bait, frozen bait, muzzy bow fishing packages, a great Christmas present, the LVX or the Vice, the Rambo electric bikes, Costa sunglasses, and I haven't even gotten to the good part yet. Yep, compound bows by Matthews and others, the Nitro 505 and other models from 10-point crossbows. But here's what I'm building up to, all the suspense. Yes, the Raven 500, the Raven R500, 20% off. Significant savings. This is a very expensive crossbow, in my opinion, but one that people desire. It is a very desirable crossbow, the Raven 500, 20% off. Retail, $3,024. That's a $600 savings. You ought to take a look at that. 40% off a Hook, H-U-K, fishing apparel right now. And here's another thing, another feature. Everybody wants a new rifle. Everybody wants a new straight wall cartridge rifle that they can use in a shotgun county, like most of the counties here on the shore, and Baltimore County as well. The straight wall cartridges are now legal in all shotgun areas and all counties. The 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, and more. There is quite a selection there of Ruger, American and Go Wild series in the 350 and 450 Bushmaster at Chesapeake Outdoors. Stop by and see one today. Hook it up with some good optics right there, and you'll be glad you did. 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. We'll be right back.
Well, the weekend underway, and boy, what a picture-perfect start. We have got a beautiful mid-afternoon here ahead. 70 degrees today, 51 our low tonight. Tomorrow, we'll have to watch for some light rain showers coming off the Atlantic as a coastal low develops, 67 degrees on Sunday. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN.
Listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain, way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned.
You do your thing, I'll do mine. That's right. You know, I see a lot of stuff back and forth online. You check on some of these hunting websites and stuff, and somebody will throw a provocative question out there, you know, and everybody wants to be a keyboard cowboy and weigh in, you know, and shoot comments back and forth, whether it's crossbows, whether it's you know, sick of deer hunting, being a non-residents are not welcome here in Maryland, according to the keyboard cowboys online, because, you know, they shouldn't be allowed to hunt our sick of deer here. Well, you know, folks, come on. We're trying to become a united hunting community, okay? And the bashing and the criticisms and the critiques and all this stuff, if you have the ability and the desire to shoot a four-corn, four-point buck and with a compound bow, and that makes you happy, God bless you. If you shoot the same four-corn with a crossbow, God bless you. If you shoot the same four-corn with a straight-wall cartridge, God bless you. Okay? I have a variety of firearms that I've, you know, purchased through the years and obtained through the years, and I like to shoot them. I like to shoot my 30-30 with open sights. I like to shoot my 32 Winchester Special with open sights. And I, if it's a doe or a buck, and I feel like that's the deer I need to harvest, or I feel like that's the gift from God that came by that day, I'm going to harvest it. It's not about the antler size. It really isn't. Now, I'll try to focus on a larger buck, and it depends on the property. But, you know, if I'm on this lease and the farmer wants some does killed, guess what? We'll take some does off, you know, and donate them if we have to. That's all. It's real easy to get ticked off about something, and people online seem to get ticked off more than you know, people that just run into each other in the field or run into each other at a sporting goods store. For some reason, there's some people that just have a bone to pick with everybody or anybody that doesn't view things the way they do. Well, this is opinion radio too. You're allowed to express your opinion here, and we do, and we really do. And you know, you've heard me express some criticisms of certain things and that type of thing. It's all opinion. If you disagree with me, Thank God we live in America and we have the right to free speech. You know what I mean? So you can express yourself, call in and disagree if you like. I think the people that are in the animal activist community, the animal rights people, they used to call. They don't call anymore because they're not gonna convince anybody in this audience of their argument. They really aren't, you know. And if you want to try, fine. I can debate you with facts. I can debate you with, you know, money. I can debate you with anything you'd like to debate about, you know. But it's your opinion versus my opinion, and let's let reality be somewhere in the middle. Okay, let's talk to Colleen in Revere Beach. Good morning, Colleen. How are you?
Hello, Alan. How are you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I really called. Well, we have hunters in our family. In fact, my granddaughter's husband, a big hunter.
Good.
He went down Eastern Shore last week. I don't know what he was hunting, but he never seems to bring anything back.
It sounds like me.
Doing too good.
We share a common denominator right there. How about that?
One time he did get a goose.
Right.
And I don't know, the meat looked kind of, I don't know anything about hunting, but the meat was kind of like purple looking.
That's right.
That would
yep.
look like.
Yep, yep. Goose is a dark meat.
Not
it looks kind of like beef. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But he said it was really good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then a couple years ago, he did get a deer.
Good.
And he had it, what do you call it, harvested or whatever they do to it.
They processed
had,
it. Yeah, he had
like
it processed.
Like beef and whatever you do with it.
Yeah.
So you just have to acquire a taste for it, I guess.
Well, it all depends. I mean, you know, some people eat it and don't know they're eating it. And I've got some ground beef right here thawing out today. I'm gonna try and make a meatloaf today or tomorrow. We'll see. And gave away some ground meat the other day. But you know, it is an acquired taste. But once you learn how to take care of it and what causes what they call a wild taste, which is primarily the fat that gets into it, and you know, you can learn to avoid those and so really make some tasty dishes with venison. There's no
one
question.
Thing he did, from what I understand, he marinates it in
yeah.
something.
Yep, you can marinate.
And whatever, you know, that's supposed
yep.
to take the
Yep, you can marinate, like I've got a couple roasts in there thawing too. I'll throw those in the crock pot. You can marinate them in Italian dressing. You can marinate them in teriyaki. I like to use a pineapple teriyaki for mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, there's all different flavors you can add to it. The Montreal seasoning, a lot of people like that, which is good. The fellow I talked to yesterday or day before, he said he puts that Montreal seasoning, he processes his own deer, so he grinds it and he puts that Montreal seasoning right in the grind with it and freezes it like that. And when he's ready to make a meatloaf or whatever, the seasoning is already in the meat. He doesn't have to add it and mix it in. It's already there. So there's a lot of things you can do. There's a recipe coming up in the next Hunting Quarterly of a venison meatloaf cooked in a sweet pumpkin, cooked in a baking pumpkin.
That sounds good.
Yeah, you're right. So,
that sounds good.
Yes, indeed.
Well, listen, you talk about your dog you have there.
Yeah.
My family, well, I have quite a family. We have like 9 dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
I understand we're getting another one next week. It's a rescue. I mean, I got a lot of grandkids and stuff.
Sure, sure. Okay.
I just wanted to say, because I know you guys are so family-oriented.
We try to be, that's for sure.
Dogs and grandkids, that's what America is.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Colleen, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Call back anytime. Hello. Thank you. Okay, great. Hey, you know, backyard billies, I've been talking about them for months and months and months and months. If you need a gas fireplace insert, I highly recommend them. If you need a wood stove, if you need a anything for the outdoors, a fire ring, you know, or a barbecue grill, why not stop by Backyard Billy's? They got a giant showroom with the heat stuff, the hearth stuff over here under Hearth America, and then outside they've got the sheds and they've got the chairs and they've got, you know, all the backyard stuff too. Check them out. They're located on Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville exit, And you can give them a call, too, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's in Hearth America is open 7 days a week. Your backyard's going to look great. You know, if you need heat in the house, that's the headquarters for heat as well. Our beautiful gas fireplace right now has come on automatically. I'm looking at the firebox there. It's gorgeous. It looks like I just brought wood in and had it, you know, on fire since last night, but it's sending heat out in the room, and I'm really enjoying it. And you can have that feeling, too. Backyard Billy's, exit 44. Off of Route 50 in Graysonville, 410-827-4500, and you will be glad you did. Now, let's see. Who else do we have to talk about? Oh, Clyde Sports Shop. All right, I told you I was going to talk about Browning. Well, they've got the Browning rifles and shotguns, of course. The X-Bolt, this is the one if you really are looking for a quality big-game rifle. If you hunt Western Maryland, if you hunt out west, if you hunt Dorchester County and you need something that's going to reach out and touch someone, extremely accurate X-Bolt, bolt-action big-game hunting, perfection. Comes with all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers. It comes in a variety of models and a variety of price points. I happen to own the old A-Bolt, and I love that in 300 Win Mag. I've taken bear and I've taken deer with it. Adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. You will not enjoy a firearm more than you will enjoy your X-Bolt from Browning at Clyde Sports Shop. If you like something a little different, there's the BAR MK2 Safari model. That's right, the BAR. Features traditionally styled walnut stock, a hammer-forged barrel, and polished blued and engraved steel receiver, reliable gas piston operation, detachable box magazine. This comes in a variety of calibers. The Browning BAR auto loader, you might like that rifle as well. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108, clydesfishinggear.com, firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting open 7 days a week. We'll be right back. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Line-X Spray-On Bedliners rated number 1, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Line-X Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Line-X Premium Bedliner or the Line-X Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Line-X Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Line-X, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Line-X.
See us.
We see it.
Hear us.
You just don't hear anywhere else.
Reach out and connect with us.
A feeling of, you know, connected and like I wasn't alone.
Get the app now at WCBM.com.